The day's heat broke at sundown, and with the darkness came a merciful breeze, sweetly scented with the promise of rain. Elizabeth and Anna sat in camp chairs before their tent, sipping sherry, though Elizabeth would have preferred a jot of whiskey. She had a bottle in her medicine box, but Anna would be scandalized if she took some, and she was not in a mood for approbation. Elizabeth felt more content than she had in weeks. Her worry about Armstrong's stalled career had retreated, temporarily at least. Nothing had changed, but for now she was happy to close her eyes and surrender to the elements. The darkness, the light caress of the wind that lifted the loose strands of hair about her face. She enjoyed the stillness. Even the usually talkative Anna had been quiet of late. The air temperature dipped dramatically, and the first fat drops of rain began to fall, making little craters in the sandy soil. She and Anna jumped from their chairs and ran for the tent. They wrapped blue army blankets around their shoulders against the cold and waited for the storm to pass. The skies opened up and the wind blew a hurricane. The torrential rain, driven by the wind at its zenith, penetrated the canvas walls so they dripped water.
Liz!
Anna grabbed Elizabeth's arm.
We're not safe here. What should we do? Where should we go?
Go? We can't go anywhere. I must see what's happening.
She went to the door and opened the flap. The rain was blowing horizontally and she couldn't see anything. She could hear, however. It was a sound that at first she could not identify, but then made her heart rise in her throat.
No, it can't be. Big Creek is just a stream.
But there was no denying it. It was no longer a gentle stream, but a raging river. Anna stood close at Elizabeth's shoulder.
Do you hear it? There, you hear? It's a man screaming!
As her eyes adjusted to the darkness, she saw that Big Creek had burst its banks, running wide and wild on either side of the little hillock where the tent stood. They were an island in the middle of a whitewater river, and still the rain was falling and still the water rose. Even now, Elizabeth could see it was less than a yard from their tent. And yes, there were voices, not just one, but several, men screaming for their lives.
Help me! Please! Somebody help me!
In a blue flash of lightning, she saw him, a white face in the running black flood, a man clinging to a tree still anchored to the bank. The terror on his face was dreadful to behold, a thing she had never seen before.
Oh, Liz, it's the end of the world!
It's no such thing. It's just a storm, and I think it's weakening.
Elizabeth spoke with an authority she did not feel. She was, however, confident of one thing. If Gregory had not convinced Armstrong to move their tent, she and Anna would be out in the water now, fighting to survive. Anna pointed into the darkness.
There! What? Who is that?
Barely discernible in the wet gloom were the dark shapes of two men struggling through the thigh-high water toward their tent. They were having great difficulty, and Elizabeth feared they wouldn't make it. An idea came to her.
Anna! Where is that clothesline we were going to hang tomorrow? Is it still in the tent?
Yes, just here.
Anna ran to her cot and pulled from beneath it a coiled length of rope. She gave this to Elizabeth, who hastily began to unwind it.
Yes, this should be long enough.
She peered at the two men who were no longer moving forward, but fighting to hold their own. She now recognized them as Captains Alfred Barnetts and Tom Weir.
Anna! We're going to throw this rope out to them and pull them in! Help me! We'll need something to weight the throwing end!
They cast about in desperation. Anna reached for her small clothes iron, one specially made for travel.
Here, try this!
Elizabeth watched with admiration as Anna wound the rope around the iron's handle, knotting it securely. Her friend had talents she had not suspected. They stepped out into the storm. She paid out some line and let it fly. It splashed into the water beyond Weir's reach. Anna reeled it in and threw it again. This time, Weir was able to grab the rope.
Help me pull!
Elizabeth got behind her and put her arms around Anna's waist. They planted their feet in the wet, slippery soil and stood firm as the two men advanced toward them, hand over hand. It was hard going, but soon, Barnetts and Weir were standing in the tent with them, dripping water on the floor.
We came to see if you ladies needed help.
Weir looked so bedraggled. Such an unlikely rescuer, she couldn't help herself.
What the?
As their tension eased, their laughter built until, despite the continuing storm, Weir and Elizabeth collapsed on the muddy canvas floor, holding each other and laughing helplessly. Barnett and Anna looked on, unsmiling.